Shalom. You are listening to Preparing the Way, an audio teaching ministry from Perfect Word Ministries. My name is Kevin Jeffrey, president and founder of Perfect Word Ministries, and I am a Jewish disciple of the Messiah Yeshua. These days, it's the Jewish version of Christmas. Parties, lights, family, food, gifts, and fairy tales. Like its companion Christian holiday, Hanukkah is often celebrated with great exuberance and joy, but with little attention to the reason for the season. At the heart of Hanukkah is a story that we cannot afford to miss, a story of assimilation, oppression, conviction, self-sacrifice, and victory, but above all, dedication. Join me now at Congregation Baruch Hashem in Phoenix, Arizona, for the real story and the true message of Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication.
I've written about Hanukkah a lot of times in a lot of different venues and from a lot of different angles, but I really felt like there's an aspect of Hanukkah that is really a burning passion for me, that if this aspect of Hanukkah is not understood, that it actually affects us not just as believers, but it affects us as Israel. And so I felt like I wanted to just pour out my heart on this topic in response to what the historical documents about Hanukkah have to say. So normally when we think about Hanukkah, we think about the Hanukkiah, which is commonly called a menorah, which is incorrect. It's a Hanukkiah. It has more branches than a menorah. We think about dreidels and potato latkes and sufganiyot and presents. What? Sufganiyot. Donuts. Little jelly donuts. We think about gift giving. And of course, it also happens to correspond with a very popular American holiday known as Christmas. It usually comes around the same time of year. At this time that I'm teaching this right now, we're actually 3 weeks away from Christmas. But still, you can feel that Christmas spirit in the air that, you know, I remember even as a child, I think someone asked me the other day, what are you going to do for Hanukkah this year? And I said, well, I'm going to do what I did when I was a kid. My parents took us out and we looked at Christmas lights. So that's a perfect picture of how Jews celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah in the United States of America. It's, for some reason, Christmas is not as hands-off, and I'll use the word, as Christ. You know, Christ we don't want, Messiah we don't want. Christmas, it's okay, there's a Christmas spirit. We can all have a Christmas spirit. Even my brother-in-law, my sister, of course, is Jewish. She married a Jewish guy, and they always go to his father's house for Christmas because he married a non-Jewish lady, and so they're a bi-celebratory home. So in modern Jewish culture in America, Christmas is accessible as a holiday. Therefore, Hanukkah becomes the Jewish version of Christmas in a lot of ways. But that really has nothing to do with the story of Hanukkah. Our current celebration of Hanukkah, with the lighting of the candles for 8 nights, comes from a Talmudic legend. It's found in the tractate Shabbat 21b. It says this, what is Hanukkah? The rabbis taught on the 25th day of Kislev, Hanukkah commences and lasts 8 days, on which lamenting in commemoration of the dead and fasting are prohibited. When the Hellenists entered the sanctuary, we're going to talk about the Hellenists in just a little bit. When the Hellenists entered the sanctuary, they defiled all the oil that was found there.